Welcome back to ZA Confidential, the podcast where we head off down to the Cape and schlurp around a bit. Today we are trying what I believe is going to be a pretty impressive Cape Red. But before we introduce the wine, we will introduce our guest tasters. Almost an institution at these events, we have food and wine guru Michael Olivier, who is certainly one of the most prolific writers on wine, on food, on all sorts of good stuff. We have from Clientele, Malcolm McDonald. We have branding expert Jeremy Sampson. And we have notorious economist Chris Hart. But to introduce the wine, we are graced by the presence of Cape wine master Debbie van Flymen. Debbie, hi, and what is it?
Thank you for that introduction, John. This is Seine Red, and it's the 2015 vintage.
It's spelt in a funny way, though.
It is. It's
insane.
It's spelled S-I-J-N-N. This was the name that the local Khoisan inhabitants of the area referred to the Breda River as. And so it's been named after the Breda River in this Khoisan language. But probably the spelling from the Dutch influence, S-I-J-N-N. Pronounced Seine. A lot of people look at the labels and are a bit confused as to how to pronounce the name. I'm fond of telling them it's insanely good. It's a very interesting project and arguably the most extreme vineyard site in South Africa. There are no vineyards for 100-kilometer radius around this property, which is at Malchas, at the mouth of the Breda River. It's a very unique site with very poor soils that was founded by David Trafford when he was camping with his wife. And they looked at the soils, and David felt that the terroir resembled both Chateauneuf du Pape with the round pudding stones, these very large stones, and schist that looked a lot like what you find in Portugal in the Douro. And so he started the idea of planting vineyards here and planting these Mediterranean grape varieties, along with a few of the noble varieties. And that project started over 10 years ago. And the first wines released in, the first vintage to be released was 2008. There's some remarkable wine coming from this area, and it's being used by some other winemakers who are buying grapes from them with brilliant results. And they're doing some fabulous and exciting new plantings. The current winemaker is Sharla Hasbrook-Bosman. She does a tremendous job and proof that many good things come in small packages. She is really taking these wines into such an elegant arena. And these wines no longer have the blend on the label. It's not about the varieties. It's about the enjoyment that you get in your glass.
And how would you characterize it? For me, Debbie, it's a really, really robust, enjoyable red. I think maybe we're tasting it a bit too young because it is quite a young wine. I see it's got a slightly strange label, or maybe that's just me being slightly strange. Are we drinking it too young?
So I'm not sure we're drinking it too young. In my experience, these wines do age rather well, and that 2008 is still drinking beautifully at the moment. So from my perspective, I think what I like about this wine is that it's got some really interesting dark fruit characters, brambleberry or wild fruit characters as well. But it's got a beautiful floral layer. It's got some absolutely lovely savory notes that come through. And just a hint of little bit of porcini dust and kola nut on the finish keep it really interesting. So I always feel with this wine that it's unraveling in my glass. I find I keep wanting to put it to my nose and have another sip because it's changing before our eyes.
Jeremy, what do you make of a wine which a producer which has a name that's difficult to pronounce? Because, of course, in South Africa, we have a whole array of Afrikaans names that on an international market people would struggle a bit with. Is that an obstacle to getting your name out there?
I think, John, it can be. You know, we talked earlier how sometimes you have a name that perhaps sounds Germanic, like a Niederberg or so, might resonate in Germany. I find this name is interesting. I'm not sure how you would pronounce alternatives, although I'm sure we could dream them up very easily. But no, some people will turn this to advantage. I remember Coburn's Port became Cockburn's Port, and the basic tagline was, we don't care what you call us, just drink us. Yeah. And with this, we heard about magic porcini just. I think there's some magic in this bottle, magic in this glass. But as you say, it's changing. It's changing all the time. It's fascinating.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a Cockburn, I always say. Yes. Michael Oliphir, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite exceptionally well. Every single thing about this wine appeals to me. I just love it. And I quite like, actually, knowing that there's probably some Portuguese varieties in the wine, but I actually quite like not knowing what's there. So that you can just go in, smell its wonderfulness, put it into your mouth, and have that incredible fruit and that lovely long aftertaste. And just, I immediately start thinking about what food we're going to put with it. And
answer your own question, Mr. Oliphir.
Well, what about some duck, John?
Your duck, when you used to run Park's Restaurant in Cape Town, just near Constantia. Was it Weinberg?
Yes.
I dream of that duck, Michael. You could, you know, if you could do a pop-up restaurant with just duck, would be there breakfast, lunch and dinner. And you're right, this wine would go very well with it.
And I'd be happy with duck or lamb, something slow-cooked, something that had a little bit of fat and some nice herbs to it as well.
Rote blommige brede.
Like that idea.
I saw you had that recipe on your website recently.
Yes.
You were tweeting about it.
I suddenly realized that it was on my website in about 4 different places, but at each time was linked to a wine. So I decided to make a separate posting on the website, so that particularly now with Vata Blomekis in season, of course they're not easy to find in Johannesburg, particularly now that people would hopefully use the recipe. I found the same with pickled fish, which is one of the most sought after recipes on the website, which always amuses me, and of course the famous Malva pudding.
And just remind us, what is a Vata Blomeki, apart from unpronounceable?
It's a sort of a pond weed.
It sounds delicious.
It is. It's a sort of mix between sort of asparagus and artichoke heart. It has a beautiful little white flower at the end, which you eat as well. And you make a fairly conventional kind of lamb and onion and potato stew. I made it in England once without the blommikis, obviously, but there was some green,
just the water,
just some green garlic, and I just cut the heads in half, and it just made such a difference. And then you put the blommikis on top, and then they steam during the cooking process, and then right at the end you just stir them into the stew itself.
Presumably you're salivating over that, Chris, but what do you make of the wine?
It certainly is a very powerful acidity, fruity acidity. It fills your mouth, totally. And I also think that this is something that goes well with food. I suspect also there's some good cheeses that could go with this as well. This is it's also a beautiful colour. It's a very dark colour, but when you hold it up to the light, also very, very enchanting. So this is something that one can actually enjoy, especially if one's got a very good hearty meal to go with it. And I think you're quite right, lamb shank, something like that, Kleftiko, a duck would go well with this.
So even more pleasurable than a budget speech.
Absolutely, yeah.
Malcolm.
So this is definitely immensely dense in richness of flavour. There's so much happening. And as others have alluded to already, it's evolving, it's changing in the glass. My taste lately has moved to something a little bit less heavy, a little bit less dense with this richness of flavour. But I certainly appreciate this is a masterpiece.
Well, thanks to all our tasters, to Michael Oliphant, to Malcolm McDonald, Jeremy Sampson, Chris Hart, and of course to Debbie Van Flymen, who not only graced her graced us with her presence, but brought along a bottle as well. Just remind us of what it was and what we'd have to pay for it.
So this is the Seine Red 2015, and it is a flagship field blend of Syrah, Mourvèdre, Touriga Nacional, and Trincadera that you can find for around about $375 to $390 a bottle.
Well, thanks to all our tasters today, especially to Debbie. I'm John Fraser, and this was ZA Confidential.